Unless you are a lawyer, it will probably strike you as odd that Count Olaf's plan was defeated by Violet signing with her left hand instead of her right. But the law is an odd thing. For instance, one country in Europe has a law that requires all its bakers to sell bread at the exact same price. A certain island has a law that forbids anyone from removing its fruit. And a town not too far from where you live has a law that bars me from coming within 5 miles of its borders. Had Violet signed the marriage contract with her right hand, the law would have made her a miserable contessa. But because she signed it with her left, she remained, to her relief, a miserable orphan. What was good news to Violet and her siblings, of course, was bad news to Count Olaf. Nevertheless, he gave everyone a grim smile.
"In that case," he said to Violet,
pushing a button on the walkie-talkie,
"you will either marry me again, and correctly this time, or I will... Nepo!"
Sunny's unmistakable voice rang out over Count Olaf's as she tottered on stage toward her siblings. The hook-handed man followed behind her, his walkie-talkie buzzing and crackling. Count Olaf was too late.
"Sunny, you're safe,"
Klaus cried and embraced her. Violet rushed over, and the two older Baudelaires fussed over the youngest one.
"Somebody bring her something to eat," Violet said. "She must be very hungry after hanging in the tower window all that time." "Cake!"
Sunny shrieked.
"Ah!"
Count Olaf roared. He began to pace back and forth like an animal in a cage, pausing only to point a finger at Violet.
"You may not be my wife," he said, "but you are still my daughter, and do you honestly think,"
Mr. Poe said in an exasperated voice,
"that I will allow you to continue to care for these three children after the treachery I have seen here tonight?" "The orphans are mine,"
Count Olaf insisted,
"and with me they shall stay. There is nothing illegal about trying to marry someone."
"But there is something illegal about dangling an infant out of a tower window," Justice Strauss said indignantly. "You, Count Olaf, will go to jail, and the three children will live with me."
"Arrest him,"
a voice said from the audience, and other people took up the cry.
"Send him to jail. He's an evil man. Oh, give us our money back. It was a lousy play."
Mr. Poe took Count Olaf's arm, and after a brief eruption of coughs, announced in a harsh voice,
"I hereby arrest you in the name of the law."
"Oh, Justice Strauss," Violet said, "did you really mean what you said? Can we really live with you?"
"Of course I mean it," Justice Strauss said. "I'm very fond of you children, and I feel responsible for your welfare."
"Can we use your library every day?" Klaus asked. "Can we work in the garden?"
Violet asked.
"Cake!"
Sunny shrieked again, and everyone laughed. At this point in the story, I feel obliged to interrupt and give you one last warning. As I said at the very beginning, the book you are holding in your hands does not have a happy ending. It may appear now that Count Olaf will go to jail and that the three Baudelaire youngsters will live happily ever after with Justice Strauss, but it is not so.